One of the things that I've absolutely hated in this past week is wearing boots every day, because in my short walk from my car to work, I have to cross snow and ice covered sidewalks. I don't see any attempt to clear them, and it's been like this for days. And with temperatures in the teens and below, obviously it's not going to melt. But what if I were to tell you that increasingly, and especially in Chicago, there's an effort for people to order heated driveways and heated sidewalks?
They love us. That's all I can say, is they love us.
Ryan Vasquez's company, Ready Heating and Air Conditioning, was one of the first businesses in the Chicago area to provide what he calls snow melting systems. This season alone, he says the company has landed many new accounts.
I did a real big driveway over the summer, and first snowfall of the year, this was for a real big client in Chicago, and first snowfall of the year, he calls me up first thing in the morning, doesn't say one word, just says, the driveway is dry. I mean, this guy's smile, you could see it a mile away. He is just so happy and so pleased with the way these systems work.
The idea of heated driveways and sidewalks isn't new. It's been around since the 1970s, but the technology has improved.
Basically, we run the tubing to a manifold, and then the manifold back from piping back to the boiler system. And then we also use automatic sensors in the driveway, or could be mounted somewhere else, that would, when it starts to snow, the sensor reads the snow, it'll actually turn the driveway on automatically.
The liquid heating the driveway is 50% water and 50% antifreeze. Ice sensors are keeping bridges safe in northern Mississippi. One such example is the Coldwater River Bridge, which can turn into a giant ice cube tray. But ice monitors sense ice formation and send an email to transportation officials. They in turn dispatch trucks to treat the bridge before somebody gets hurt. Cargill makes a special surface to prevent black ice. It has anti-icing and anti-skid properties and releases chemicals to prevent the slippery conditions when needed. One interchange in Superior, Wisconsin, that had previously seen 87 accidents saw just one after the safe lane was installed. Generally, the special surface performed well, but at a few of the test sites, the chemicals appeared to be diluted by heavy snowfall and performed no better than the control stretches. In Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, and New York, the Federal Highway Administration is testing smart snow plows. Michigan Department of Transportation engineer Steve Cook says a computerized system on the trucks picks up weather conditions.
That atmospheric condition on the road is picked up into a data logger on the vehicle. And in that data logger, we're also picking up diagnostics off the vehicle. So we're picking up anti-lock braking system, the braking system itself, stability, traction control. So we know what the rubber on the road is doing and how it's behaving, how the vehicle's behaving.
The surface monitoring and diagnostics connect to a smartphone in the vehicle, and with 4G speed, that information gets sent to a server so the transportation departments can know how and when to treat the roads. They also tell the public through those electronic highway messaging boards.
An ideal world would be able to push that information directly into your vehicle on some sort of monitoring your vehicle, like you see now in some of these newer vehicles. They have monitors in them, and be able to push that in almost real time to you, so you have that information well in advance of where you might be as you're going down the road, so you can make better decisions and have a better driving experience.
And this is just the beginning. Detroit hosts the Intelligent Transportation Systems World Congress in September. It's kind of like the Consumer Electronics, Auto Show, and Transportation Experience all rolled into one. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.